era nga tumanye atutwala bulungi okutuuka edda mu kutegeera
ddalaekiragiro
kye bwekireera ekisuubizo
kyeayogera
nti ayagala abantu bonna okulokokan'okutuukira ddala mu kumanya
katondale
nga tetukoma kulokoka
bulokosi
naye nga tuluubirira okutuuka ddala mu kumanya
katondaoluvannyuma
lw'okulokolebwa
after being saved,
tugenda mu maaso n'okumanya katonda
move on to know God.
Tukomye mu lugendo lwaffe olw'eggulu
come back in our journey of heaven.
Olugendo lwatuleeta ku nsi kuno
the journey which brought us on this earth.
Olugendo lwetuyitamu okuddayo
the journey we pass through to head back.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Tonda kitaffe kuyantambuzaamu emyaka musanvu
which God bore with the Father in 7 years
okuva mu mwaka gwa 2005
from 2005
mpaka 2011 Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era nga lwe lugendo olwe tugenda mu maaso n'okulaba
it's that journey we're moving on to see
tuli mu kibuga kya Katonda
we are in the city of God
Yerusalemu eky'omu
ggulu tulengera mu kifaananyi kino heaven you see in this image
oba mu kifaananyi kiri
or right the other image
naye nga tuli mu masekati gaakyo
but we are in the center of that city
awali bakerubi abiri abaana b'amafuta
where they took Calvin the son of the anointing and in their
midst
there is the mercy seat which we studied a bit long time and is the Ark of the Covenant under them there is the golden altar of God where the hell the lake of fire begins from and here we've gone to study many things right there and right now we're studying the second coming of the Lord
okuzuukira okwokubiri
second resurrection
rapture
the rapture
n'ebyomusango
and the judgment
kubanga okusalirwa kw'omusango
for the carrying out of judgment
kuleeta okusalirwa mu nyanja
y'omuliro brings to be cast in the lake of fire
era nga bino birimu okuzuukira okwokubiri
this involves the second resurrection
okudda kwa mukama waffe okwokubiri
the second coming of the Lord Jesus birimu
okusalirwa kw'abatukuvu
involves the lifting up of the saints
n'okuleetebwa kw'abagenda osalirwa emisango
and the bringing of people to be carried out to judgment
ebyonna
all that
nga bigenda nga bibaddewo
as it's been happening
bongera otunyonnyola ebiribaawo
explain us what will be happening after the second resurrection is happened the second coming of the Lord Jesus and the lifting up of the saints
and
before judgment comes what will be happening under the sun here we continue to see the bottomless pit being opened the prison of God the hell in Revelations
9
and we saw the armies of angels they were working in hell headed by the angel of death and hell the one in Revelation 6 verses 7 and
8
and in Revelations 9 verses 11 they make us know the head who is heading hell as Abaddon the angel Apryon in the same way
and
they are leading 200 billion angels they work in the bottomless pit praise Jesus and these ones in the mystery we realize they are called locusts because of their appearance and in the same way they are called the Chaldeans or the Medes the men who are strong who come from the far country like we read in Isaiah
13
now we read and we still study of them they will continue to work under the sun after the lifting up of the saints and they are taken in the kingdom of heaven and they will remain to do the rest of the things under the sun upon the evil who have been in hell, they will be bringing them on earth in the second resurrection.
And
the evil who will be found under the sun. We studied this on the altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from.
In
the center of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, where judgment is going to be carried out. Praise Jesus. We are going to be moving on to know much, which is going to happen on that day. Praise Jesus. Let's get back to the book of Joel, that we get no more on what will happen. This lightens for us very well with some of the things happening now. We're in hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Which happened and what is happening. When we speak of what is going to be, we are heading to see the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we are happy because of the Father. He moved on to reveal us these words. Who is teaching us how to profit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
You
want to go to Nahum. Nahum chapter 2. And we continue to know what is going to continue to happen on the day of the Lord. We began from verse 1.
Nakumu esure yoku bidonyo lusoka. Oyatanda gira yambuse mumasogo. Kume chigo. Tunolire kubo. Nyweze chiwato cho. Bera na amanya agata singika.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. In your waist, what you hold there.
The dead
riches when you have truth in the waist. Which in Ephesians 6. From verses 10 unto 13.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. That truth is the Lord Jesus. What is John 14:6? He spoke is the way, he is the life, and he is the truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Jesus on that day is coming.
The
one who be found without truth in the ways which is him, and they have no his words, he will be destroyed. Then they will appear on the other judgment
before
the torments which will come next.
For
we heard, and he spoke in John 15:7, that if we abide in him and his words abide within us, we can ask all we need and it's given us. Let's prove the truth within the waist. That is the Lord Jesus.
Those
are the words he left us, which make up the scroll book which was written about him. Like he explains Hebrews 10:4-6. Praise Jesus. And thus he says, we look and pick through the scriptures, hoping within them there is life, but they all testify of his. Praise Jesus. Like it's in John 5, verse 39.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we thank him that he has told and told us. Let's read verse 2.
Nakumasula ya kubiri olunyiriryo lw'okubiri.
Nahum 2 verses 2.
Kubanga Mukama azzaawo ekitiibwa ekingi ekya Yakobo, ng'ekitiibwa ekingi ekya Isirayiri. Kubanga abatuluzi babatuludde ne baaya amatabi g'emizabibu gyabwe.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Bamalayika bana bakola mbonyo
buta. The angels walk in the pits of hell.
Eranga bakola bino malayika
Abaddon. And they are led by angel Abaddon. The angel of hell, the angel of death, the shepherd of all the evil people.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They are going to pour the human being out.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And it is said that they themselves, they will ruin everything. And they remove the skins of the vines. Like we heard they come in the form of the locusts. The locusts.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We told you in the past time they are going to tear off that body and remove the skin of it, and
they
put you in the cold and it will experience coldness.
Like you know
how the wound pains when it experiences cold. After they will blow fire upon you to save you from the coldness which you have been experiencing. But is that being saved? Now that day is not easy at all. Like he warned us in Joel 2, that it's the day of darkness. It's a very hard day.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Nakumu esula ya kubiri olinyolokusatu.
Nahum 2 verse 3.
Engazo z'abazirabe zisigibwako gerenge.
Bano babera ne kifuba
ngabo. Have the blessed place and the shields.
Myufu nyota.
And they are very red.
Ngabola bawa.
Just as you see there.
Zimi ukirira ziva mukuba yero ne
very red and they get very red.
Nakuma sura ya kubiri olinyolokusatu.
Nahum 2 verse 3.
Abantu abamanyi bambadde engoye ntwakavu. Ebima byamagaali bimasamasa ku lunaku lwateekateeka.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Biberanga torch.
They are like flashing torches.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amagaali gaabwe gano ge tulengera wansi.
Chariots, we sit down them.
Down the
chariots down.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Iranga magari
yako. And those chariots, they will be flashing. What you call the shooting star. You know, you see a shooting star, you tell him words. You come back with a grown breast. If you agree, you say you come back with a married. You come back when I've grown beards. Others, you come back when I've gotten rich. You come back to pick you when you've gotten rich. Most of us never know the shooting star. Besides, the rockets which move within the space. The speed of the Abadons by which they move. You call the shooting star, they are the ones. They are taking now human spirits at a very high speed. Shooting star. The one who is taking, the one who sees. They come for someone here and you're seated, but the victim sees them. In reality, is really a shooting star, is seen by one.
Yes,
the language may not be a lying language. In the Luganda, they say is seen by one shooting star. And the day he comes for you, you're the only one who sees him. And he takes you the peace of hell. Even though on the day of the Lord, they are to appear to all people. But the speed they move by, it's of the light. It's even beyond light. Like you see the shooting star swiftly. It first stretches up and it crosses. By the time you point to your colleague, they have disappeared. That's why to just come for you on earth, it is very easy. On that day, darkness will cover the earth, but they will pass through like light. You will even get mad and faint, but they will pass and slap you and they shake off.
And
you are there. It's not an easy day.
They
put darkness around. It flashes like a light and slaps you off. That's why in hell there's no peace. Suffering and seeing sorrow. And the dreams which are threatening. Nahum 2 verse 3.
Ebima byamagala ebimasamasa ku lunaku lwateeketeeka. Era amafumu gagalulwa n'entiisa. Amagaali gatayira mu nguudo mbiro, ganyigana mu nguudo engazi.
Bajja kubeera mu luguudo omotoka bonna we basiŋŋaana.
The streets, the cars they'll find.
Bulijjo muvugira ku ttaka lya Mukama.
On the ground of the Lord.
Obumotoka bonna
bebeera mu
Mbubakusinganya ovuga
bwa. I've found you driving.
Bana ikangende kuchistawe ni kwa
Europe
mbwa. Yali ka Uganda
yitabusi. I've seen Uganda's got
problems. Yali ka Amerika yitabusi kangende kwa Afrika.
Let me go to Africa.
Kurugudo yitabusi kusingane
kwa. On the road they will find you.
Zineza bridge baje simenya.
These bridges they'll break and destroy all of them.
Ati kuwaba davuga kwa.
You who has been driving.
Bikunyigire yatenga tofa.
And will squeeze you as you don't die. After they will disappear, you get out. No one will drive on the streets. Not even in the space
That day is a
very hard like I saw it just as it's written. It was a very hard day. I even cried much tears. And I saw everything has been destroyed and broken, the rods. The ones they found, they slapped them and destroyed all cars. The bridges were broken. And they broke bridges. And you can't connect it to the other extreme. Everyone is stuck wherever they have been captured. Now they will go to Jinja and they cut the bridge of the Nile. And the ones of those will be stuck those ends. And they will come. They will come where they build tunnels down. And they break them. You reach, it's broken, and you come back, you're stuck in. You would not be able to drive a car to run. Not even a rocket. Remember, they fly in the space, they're on the ground also. It will be not an easy day, and it's a very hard day. It's a day headed to judgment. Before you reach judgment, they will first beat you. Like the beast, the one in hell, they will bring them here and they join you together. And you will see the troubles.
Nahum
2 verses 4.
Amagari gata ina mungu dombiro, gai gana mungu dengazi, gafana nange mimuri.
You will see like a torch coming. And you run that you're seeking for help. Well, you... You people,
you think
there are people to help you. Yet it's troubles. The one
coming
to help you, they have a spear, they pierce you with it.
Remember,
darkness will be on the earth. The Lord will shine once and we go with him. And they remain on earth with their darkness. These will have like flashing torches to see the far. As you
write to me,
two bits of the rich you, the one who comes out is very threatening. And you are in fear.
Nahum
2, verse 4.
Gabuka bukange miansa. Ajukira vechitibu ababe. Besta langa bagenda banguwa. Okutuka kubugwe owechigo.
These city walls they built, they will break off all the walls upon people's houses. As you look out, there is no wall around your house. Where is my wall? You heed that you block the gospel in your gates. They will first break off the walls. They broke the roads and they break the walls of our homes. And if you thought you had hidden, before they crush your houses, those walls then crush them off. As you wake up, there's no wall on your home. Who broke the wall? Even the neighbors? You know, these days are they finish. People clothe themselves so much in their walls. Yet they prepare the work of these men to be very nice.
Nahum 2
verse 5.
Besitalanga bagenda bangu okutuka ku bugwe w'ekigo okugaba ne gutekebwatekebwa.
They
prepare pangas. These huge ones. Big pangas. He's come to your home. You're hidden in the house.
He
first broke the wall, is come panga now. Get out and abuse God now. What happens in that moment? They stood on the front of the pastor and they got a big power and they said, you come out and abuse God again. Never says, you say it's not there, come speak, it's not there.
Nahum 2 verses 6. enzigizo kumiga ziguddwawo.
They will
go to all the seas, they say open.
Zitandika okuyingira mu nsi.
That they will begin to enter the earth.
Mulyoka mukimanye nti Mukama yali yateekawo enzigi ku
nnyanja zonna. God is the one who put boundaries over all the seas.
Omanyi okugulawo enzigi.
Not to open the doors of the seas.
Nakumwesula ya kubyonyola omukaaga.
Nahum 2 verse 6.
Enyumba ya kabaka ne bagisanyawo.
Kakati bakuga furuma yo munyumbe.
Get out from the palace. Come out from the palace.
Antu wegamba kwa kabaka wa
kabaka. Said you are the king of kings. Come out.
Chaji anakuita.
And they calling you with a panga. And the panga is shining. It becomes the axe, it becomes the panga, it becomes every form of weapon. I come out to speak what? When you insist, they crush the house. That you built a big palace. One slap and it's destroyed. And they hook you with a chain. And it drags you out. I told you abuse God as you abused him. You said
it's
not fair. Speak it again.
Nahum 2
verse 7.
Kuzabu na vumbuka.
Baby, I'm a viona.
Every secret. Even the devil you trusted, you see him that day. And he too has no meaning.
Natwalibwa abazana be ne bakaba neddoboozi yamaiba nga bakuba mu bifuba byabwe.
That is the master of us.
Lucifer
has been captured himself.
They are
taking him.
He
will be the one who commanded this battle. Remember Revelation 16. From verse 12 to down. And they are preparing to fight God on his day. He too will be captured and taken. That has been our master all along. Look at Lucifer. We are dead. Now what have we been on? Now we finish. We are finished. He's been leading us. Come and
lead him.
Come and worship him. He said he's the best. Worship him as they beat you.
Even
the one you worship that wicked you, where do you get strength to worship anymore?
Nahum 2 verses 8. Naye Nineve kibaddewo okuva mu nnaku ez'edda ng'ekidiba ky'amazzi.
Era abantu gye badde beesigulira ku
nsi eno
nga bagaana Mukama oluzzi olw'amazzi
abeesiga ensi eno n'ebigi.
Naye badduka, muyimirire bwe bakowoola.
Bandamwe! Mukomewo!
And they are running. And you think you're going to escape. Abaddon calls you, come back, you run. You run 3 hours. In a twinkle of an eye, he crosses before you and is ahead of you. He's ahead. Where have you been going? I've been calling you, you are running.
What you send the
to run 3 hours back.
Because
you come back here for God
running.
And the twinkle of an eye is ahead of you. And you say, where have you been going?
Nahum 2 verses 8. Muyimirire, muyimirire we wakowoola. Naye tewali atunuulira nyuma.
Let me run. What have you run from?
You
joke that you urinate
in hell.
They will tell you urinate to the fire, we see.
you urinate
and the fire is what is coming out of you.
What's
when there's no wisdom under the sun?
Nahum 2 verses
9.
Munyage feza, munyage zaabo. Ebiterekebwa tebiriko we bikoma. Omuwendo gw'ebintu byonna ebyegombebwa. Kiri busa, kiri bwerere, kizise,
bagamba kati zaabu alina makulu ki.
And they say, what meaning is of gold? Carry your gold now.
Mupenga wa mubanga.
You steal it as you stole it.
Kendo best jump for that
deal. Peace
goes to you.
By that time, can you steal money?
You
are in problems.
He make you cover
boxes of gold. And you love it. He carried the gold. And it's beating. Go with your gold.
He
said you stole gold. Now those are 10 boxes. Steal them and you're going to carry them. And
he
ties them on your head. Stand up and move. And the boxes are heavy. You refuse to move, they beat you. You used to rob. You have to steal now. You carry all and go with it. The situation is not good of that day. And I pray you appear among the saints of God in the first resurrection and you escape what will happen. Today we request you that you totally get saved, that when you check from this body you end up in the city of God,
and
on the day of the Lord you will be among the saints who come back with here. You two will be found here. Proof you get born again, you given a body head to heaven, the body of the city of God, and you keep righteousness,
work
after hearing the work of God. Now you will be strengthened on the day of the Lord. Nahum 2 verses 10.